Ask not what your country can do for you, but ask what you can do for your country. It was 1917 when John Kennedy came to his parents, a bouncing baby boy. He brought the family happiness and filled their hearts with joy. He was known as Jack when he was a lad, and always loved and cherished both his mother and dad. When he grew older, he joined the Navy, and his ship was blown apart. But he didn't give up then, no, he had just begun to start. He became senator in the national affairs and kept climbing up the political stairs. It was at a dinner in Washington where he met his future wife. Miss Jackman played a great part in Kennedy's success in life. A rumor got started that Kennedy might be our next presidential nominee. It happened that way. He ran and he won. But it was then his service for America had really begun. He loved the children and was a friend to the peasant as well. His smile was so pleasant, yet his boat of life was so rugged to sail. Through Kennedy's shortened term, he did his very best and endeavored to keep the whole world at rest. It was Friday, the 22nd of November, a day we could never forget, a day Dallas will always remember and a day it will always regret. It was a gloomy day in Dallas when President Kennedy came to town, but it seemed like he brought sunshine as the crowd all gathered around. They had hoped to meet him and maybe to shake the hand of the President of America, the leader of our great land. The limousine moved slowly down the crowded Dallas street as the President sat smiling and waving from his seat. Three shots rang out through the cheering crowd. The President's shot, they cried aloud. As the limousine rushed off to the hospital for care, the crowd stood there speechless as silence filled the air. "Oh no, it can't be," Miss Kennedy cried, with his head in her lap, "our President died. America just lost its leader, what will we do now?" It seemed like the whole world just stopped turning somehow. As we stopped to think about his service throughout the years, many hearts were heavy, and his fate brought many tears. We sigh as we wonder, is that the way it had to be? As we accept the fact of the assassination of our great president, Mr. John Fitzgerald Kennedy.